that daylight savings time was this week, but it is next week. And so make sure to set your clocks back next week. But why don't you stand as we begin this morning? All right, I want to start this morning with Psalm 52, verses 8 and 9. And at the beginning of this psalm, and I'm not going to read this, but this psalm is just dealing with David, and he's going and just telling of contrasting of what he's saying here with the people that he knows and the people from foreign nations that do not put their trust in the Lord, and that they're trusting in their worldly riches and the things of this world that they own. But then David says this as a response, starting in verse 8. He says, "But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly." I'm just going to read that starting in verse 8 again. And just to look at a couple things in this. But he starts, he says, "But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God." Whether it's an olive tree or any other kind of tree that bears fruit, he's saying here that as he's in the presence of the godly and the presence of the saints, that fruit bears forth in his life as he meets with the Lord and also meets with the people of God. I love what it says on the very last verse here. It says, "I will wait for your name. I will wait for your name because it is good in the presence of the godly." Another translation, it says, "I will praise your name for it is good in the presence of the saints." You know, and my prayer this morning is as we meet together and as we sing praise to the Lord together, as we seek the Lord together, that the church would be edified, the church would be encouraged today, that the Lord would be honored and lifted up. Whatever you've come in here this morning with, my prayer is that when you leave, that the Lord would have spoken very clearly to the situation in your life, and that we would respond in obedience to what he says this morning. Whatever has gone on this week, whether you're sharing sharing joys or sorrows or easiness or difficulty, that we would put our dependence totally upon the Lord and trust in his name, for his name is good. His name is good today. He is worthy. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin this morning. Father, Lord, thank you that your name is good today. Lord, thank you that, Lord, you have enabled us to trust in your steadfast love forever, God. Thank you that your love endures forever, Lord. It endures through the situations of life. Lord, it endures, Lord, beyond, Lord, our human understanding of love, God. Lord, thank you that you say in Zephaniah, Lord, that you quiet us with your love, God. Lord, your love has so many dimensions. So, Lord, we rejoice in you and who you are today, Lord. We rejoice in the presence of the saints today. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to meet with our brothers and sisters. Lord, thank you, Lord, that we truly are brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, that you have brought us together for such a time as this, Lord, to worship you. Lord, to give you honor, God. Lord, be honored today, Lord, as we sing our praise to you, Jesus. In your awesome name we pray. Amen. Today, Lord, standing in your presence, thinking of all the good things you have done. Sing this. Standing here in your presence, thinking of the good things you have done. Waiting here patiently just to hear your still small voice again. Holy, righteous, faithful to the end. Savior, healer, redeemer, and friend. I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you worship you for who you are, Jesus. We worship you today, Lord. I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are, Jesus. Just to hear your still small voice again, holy, righteous, faithful to the end, Savior. This morning, Lord, at your name, the oceans roar and tumble, at your name, at your name. We love.
You are my God, and I am.
Is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness, and he will quiet you with his love, and he will exult over you with loud singing. Let me read that again. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save, and he will rejoice over you with gladness, and he will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Lord, thank you for taking delight in us today, Jesus. Lord, thank you for quieting us with your love. Lord, thank you, Lord, that because you have done that, Lord, that we can take delight in you and your person and who you are, God. Lord, knowing that we are yours, Lord, that you are our God and we belong to you. Lord, we want to declare who you are to the nations. Lord, declare who you are to our families, God. Lord, declare your glory among those around us, God. Lord, may your glory be shown forth in our lives, God. May your glory be shown forth, Lord, through our lives, Lord. Cover us, Lord. You see, oh.
to me. Oh, how I love this place. And you quiet me with your love. You quiet me with your love. You are healing me. Abba, Father. Beside the waters of life, my thirst you satisfy, restoring my soul. You make me whole. Oh, how I love your ways, and you quiet me with your love. You quiet me with your love. You are here.
I know that you will never So Lord, of who you are, of who we are.
before your throne.
Thank you, Lord, that you've assured us without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that you are on our side. Lord, that you are more than on our side, Lord, but that you guide by the power of your Spirit, Lord, our lives, our actions, our thoughts, God. Lord, you have redeemed us by your love and your mercy and your grace toward us, God. Lord, you've redeemed a fallen people. Lord, that you have redeemed a fallen people. Lord, that you have given us a place to stand. Lord, you've given us a place to stand, Lord. Lord, so we put our dependence and our trust upon what you have said, God. Remind us of what you have already said. Lord, may we walk in victory in those things, God. Lord, maybe walk, Lord, in confidence, Lord, knowing that you will do what you have said that you will do. Lord, thank you that we will never reach the end of your love, God. We will never reach the end. Lord, remind us, Lord, send us, Lord, your words today. Lord, thank you for just this body here. Lord, I ask that you would meet everybody where they're at today, Lord, that you would speak your words of life and restoration and joy, Lord, among your people today. Lord, we love you. Lord, we honor you. We glorify you. You're worthy, Jesus. We pray this in your awesome name this morning. Amen.